Hello, this is your host, Austin Hopkins, and welcome to the Introvert Leader Podcast.
Okay, welcome to episode 31. I'm really pumped to have you guys here today, and I want to jump into what I've been into recently, and then we're going to talk about how to quit your job. That's what the episode's about today: how to quit your job, how to do it the right way, how to do it without burning any bridges, how to do it with maintaining good relationships and making sure that you leave the right way. But before we do that, here's what I've been into. Music-wise, I went back and I saw the newest NPR Tiny Desk video on YouTube with Justin Timberlake. So you may not know this about me, not ashamed to say it, I'm a JT fan. I love Justin Timberlake. I loved his music back in the early 2000s when I was kind of growing up. And it was cool to watch him go on NPR, play all of his kind of go-to hits, all the ones that I knew the lyrics to and I could sing along, and really, really enjoyed it. Wifey enjoyed it as well. So highly recommend that. I think it's like 20 or 30 minutes, but really, really fun watch. And then as far as things that I've been watching outside of YouTube, I recently saw the newest series by Guy Ritchie called The Gentlemen on Netflix. Oof, I liked it. I was hooked. We binge watched that thing and it feels like, I don't know, 2 days, all 8 episodes. Why I love the show. It's Guy Ritchie, obviously, so it's fantastic. I loved the costumes. I love the set pieces. I love the twists and turns. I love that it was taking place in the UK. Just big fan overall. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a fun watch. Maybe not appropriate for the kiddos, but definitely fun. Okay, outside of that, I wanted to turn you guys on to something that I'm a big fan of, which is indoor plants. I probably have 15 to 20 different plants scattered throughout the whole house. I absolutely love it. There's something about walking into a new room, seeing a whole bunch of green, life, growth, you name it. And I always get asked, like, where do you buy your plants, Austin? So I figured I would put you on to where I buy all of my indoor kind of house plants. And the website is called The Sill, S-I-L-L, based in New York, I believe, and they ship countrywide. So they literally have any type of plant you can imagine. Their care after you receive it is amazing. So if your plant dies or, you know, you need some help with taking care of it, they're going to get on the phone with you or live chat with you, make sure that you're taken care of. And they have fantastic customer service. So I bought all my plants there. I absolutely love it. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely check out thesill.com. It's not a sponsored video or anything like that, but I just figured, hey, you'd want to know where I'm getting all my plants because they're pretty cool. Okay, now what I want to do is transition into a listener Q&A. So the question today is, how do I bounce back from setbacks or failures in my career and maintain a positive mindset? And I'll be honest with you, this probably happens to all of us, right? At one point or another, you're gonna go through a situation at work that's shitty. You just are. There's no avoiding it, no getting around it. It's gonna happen. But there's a couple things you can do after that happens to make sure that it doesn't burn you forever, it doesn't keep you down forever, and that you don't let it kind of become your identity. And a few different things you can do. Number one is you can reframe those failures, setbacks, as learning opportunities. So that's obvious, right? You know, I think you've probably heard that a million different times. Use your failures as learning opportunities. And I think the reason why it's talked about so often and the reason why you've heard it thousands of times is because it's hands down the best way to reframe and to get past those setbacks. If you look at a setback, an obstacle, something that's going bad at work, and you wallow in it and you focus on how bad it is and you get depressed about it, it's only going to hurt you. But if you can instead say, okay, why did this go bad? What did I learn from this? What can I make sure I never do again? You're going to start seeing those bad opportunities, those bad setbacks as what they are, just a way for you to learn something, something you didn't know. Just like the first time you reach for the stove when you're a kid and you touch it and it burns you, that's how you learn not to touch the stove again. So had you not touched it, you wouldn't know that the stove was going to burn you and it was going to be hot. Same thing with those setbacks, those obstacles at work. Just reframe them. Think about what they are. Yes, they're shitty. Yes, it's not fun in the moment, but it's allowing you to learn something that you didn't know, something that you had to experience in order to grow. Another one would be quit worrying about what people think. Sometimes, and I don't know if you're like me, is that sometimes I worry about what people think, right? I'm kind of a recovering people pleaser. So if I do something that I think makes me look stupid or that puts me in a bad light with others, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about what are people saying about me behind my back? What are they thinking about what I just did? And honestly, huge waste of time. It doesn't matter. For the most part, people are so freaking busy anyways, they're not even thinking about you. And if they are, so what? You're not perfect. You're not going to do everything perfect every single time. That's okay. And so I would say just be okay with people maybe talking shit behind your back, maybe talking about you. That's okay. That's part of the game, right? And then the next thing that I've always done is when I've had like a big setback, a big obstacle at work, literally what I do is work twice as hard on something else. I try to add value in something else, get my mind off it, and get a quick win. Honestly, doing those three things has helped me get past some really, really tough setbacks, some really big obstacles that I've faced in my life and my career specifically. And so try them out. It's a really, really good question. Thanks for sending it in. Okay, so let's get into it. We want to talk about how to quit your job. And you might be wondering, like, what's the value in an episode like this? And I think really simply put, if you leave a company the right way, it can help your career. It can maintain the relationships you've had. If you leave a company the wrong way, you can burn bridges and you can put a bad taste in people's mouth. And so what I really want to do is share with you some of the things that I've learned, right? I've quit 5 jobs in my life. Some went really, really well and that I'm proud of, and some went really, really bad that I'm embarrassed of. And so I want to give you a couple of just short, quick strategies, things to keep in mind so that when you are approaching that next time in your career where you're going to have to quit, you have a little confidence. You have a little understanding of what to expect, what's at risk, what's at stake, right? So I think before you quit your job, you probably want to decide, is it even the right move to quit my job, right? And quitting for the right reason obviously is the goal, but quitting for the wrong reason is a pretty big risk. So the first thing that I always like to do is if I'm deciding whether or not, or kind of weighing the options, should I quit my job, is I want to figure out, can I address the problem before quitting, right? A lot of times we quit a job because something's not going right. Yeah, maybe it's we're not being paid what we think we're worth, or maybe we have an issue with our boss or the company culture, or we have an issue with a coworker. And those are going to happen. But sometimes those problems can be fixed. And so if the answer is just to quit your job and run away, probably not the smart move. And so first I would ask myself, hey, is there something that I can do to address this problem? If it is an issue with my boss, have I talked with my boss and said, hey, here's my issue. I'm struggling. I'm having a hard time with this. Or if it is the pay, have I asked for a pay raise? Have I at least tried to make some progress in those things? Because I think sometimes people think that quitting is the answer and that the grass is always greener, right? So if I quit here and I go somewhere else, it's going to be better. And unfortunately, that's not always the case. So really deciding beforehand and asking yourself, hey, should I stay? Should I go? And what could be fixed if I do stay? I think is really, really important. And then I think the next one too is you got to determine what your next move is, right? I think it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyways. Don't quit your job if you don't have anything lined up. And I don't necessarily mean another job lined up, but have a vision of what you want that next season of your life to look like. So if you are going to quit your job and you want to take some time off, so be it. But think about, well, how much time am I going to take off? How am I going to be okay financially? What am I going to do after that? I think it's really, really important to get specific on what the next season of your life is and really have maybe more of a long-term mindset versus a short-term, you know, instant gratification. I don't like my job. I want to get out of it. I want to get something new. So really, really important. Figure out what the next move is. What are you going to do after you leave that job? And then I think another really, really big thing to do is ask yourself this question. Why am I quitting this job? What about this job don't I like? What do I think that I can get somewhere else? Get really specific on the reasons for quitting. Because as you talk with folks later, maybe when you talk to HR or your boss, they're going to ask you those questions. Well, why are you leaving? Why are you quitting our company? And you want to make sure you have a really, really good understanding of the reason why and that you can articulate it as well. So I think it's really, really important to think about and weigh the decision versus staying or versus leaving. But let's say you've decided, you know what? I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to go on to the next thing. I'm tired of what I'm doing. I found something better. I want to move on. So be it. That's okay. But I think what we really need to do now is talk about how can we leave the right way to protect our reputation and to leave with some dignity. right? You've probably seen people quit the wrong way. I think back to like the famous Seinfeld episode where George Costanza tries to quit and, you know, wears Babe Ruth's outfit and, you know, driving around Yankee Stadium, you know, with the trophy in the back of his car, beating it up. And it's just obviously the worst experience, the, you know, maybe the most extreme version of quitting. But I do think there are different degrees of quitting, and I've seen people make some really, really bad mistakes when they quit a job. And so I want to give you a couple things, three things specifically that I think can help you leave with dignity and protect the reputation that you've ideally spent years creating. So the first one is work hard till the end. Right? Being lazy your last few weeks is not going to put a good taste in people's mouth, right? They're going to remember that. They're going to think, wow, okay, so now that he's moving on, we're seeing the real kind of lazy Austin, or we're seeing like a worse version of that person. So work hard. Don't let up. Keep your head down. Keep adding value. You want people to think as you left the company, wow, even up until the very end, this guy was adding value. This guy was working hard. I think another really important aspect of leaving your company is it can be easy to fall into the trap of talking shit about your company, right? You're excited about your new gig, right? You're excited about your new job, your new company. So you want to talk about all the reasons why it's amazing. And it can be tempting to talk some shit about your current company. Don't do that. And here's the reason why. Most of your friends, your colleagues, your peers are going to stay at that company. So if you're talking crap about it, how do you think that's going to make them feel? How are they going to view you if their person that they respected, they liked, they had a relationship with now is now shitting on where they're working? It's not going to be good. So don't talk shit about your company, even if you want to. If you really want to talk some shit about your company, go home, tell your wife, tell your husband, tell your friends. That's okay. But don't talk shit to the people in your company. It's just not the right move. And then here's the next one. And this one, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't always done this and I've regretted it. And the last one is saying goodbye. So something you should know about me is I don't really like goodbyes and hellos just in general. Like when I'm at a party, like I don't love going around and saying goodbye to everyone. It's a little awkward. Maybe it's social anxiety. I don't know. I just don't enjoy it. So same thing when I've left a company in the past, there's been some times where I didn't say goodbye. I kind of just left. And it's not a good look for a couple reasons. One, it leaves things kind of ambiguous. Why did this person leave? You know, did they get fired? Was something, you know, bad going on? As well, you're robbing people that you've built a relationship with a proper kind of closure, right? So do yourself a favor, say goodbye to people. And we'll get into it in a minute, like how to do that. But I think it's really important that you don't leave without telling people, you know, that you're leaving, you're going on, you're leaving on good terms, maybe where you're going. Who knows? Maybe you want those people to support you or come with you to your next job. And so keeping them in the dark is not going to help with that. Okay, so we talked about how to leave with dignity, how to protect your reputation. Now I want to transition and talk to you about like, how do you actually give your 2-week notice, right? And first and foremost, you need to decide, is 2 weeks what you want to give? I've known some people that have given a 2-week notice, and I've known some people that give a 2-month notice. And I think it really depends on the relationship you have with the company and maybe the loyalty you feel towards that company. So if you feel like you're kind of just a number at a company and, you know, maybe they don't really respect you and they're not really even caring that you're leaving, then I probably wouldn't give much more than 2 weeks notice, right? I don't owe them any more than that. Legally speaking, I think that's all I owe them. But decide, do I want to give more notice? Do I want to give less notice? I think the sweet spot's usually 2 weeks, maybe up to a month is what I've seen in the past that has also been appropriate. So that being said, you're going to give them 2-week notice and you're ready to do that. How do you do it? Do you do it during an email, in a meeting, phone, in person? What I want to do is kind of break down the 2 different ways that I've given my notice in the past and kind of tell you the pros and cons of each, because there are some pros and cons. So the first way I've done it is via email, and obviously some pros, right? It's efficient. It's potentially less awkward. Some cons are obviously it's less personal. Hard to express emotions in email. So like, can you really express what you're feeling and thinking via email? Maybe. But if you are going to give your 2-week notice via email, this is what I would say, something to the effect of this. First and foremost, it's like 5 sentences, super clear, super concise, no fluff, no extra information. So dear whoever, I'm writing to inform you that I'm resigning from my position as into your position at effective 2 dates from today. My last working day will be, you put in the date. I appreciate the opportunities for professional and personal development I have been given during my time. I've enjoyed working with the team and contributing to the company's objectives. Please let me know if there's anything specific I can do to assist with the transition process during my remaining time here. So it's basically saying, thanks for the opportunity. I'm moving on. Here's the last day I'll be here. If you have any questions, let me know. Really, really simple. Now, let's say you're feeling like, I have a good relationship with my boss, or, I trust my boss. I like my boss. I want to give him a little bit of a more personal kind of goodbye, a 2-week notice. You can also do it by phone or in person. And I've done both. In person, kind of awkward, but kind of bold and kind of a confident option. Over the phone, a little less awkward, and it still works, right? So when I've done it in the past, I've kept it, again, really, really simple. And I've said something along the lines of this. Thank you, boss, for meeting with me today. I want to start by saying I really appreciated and enjoyed my time with our company, specifically working with you. After a lot of consideration, I've decided to pursue another opportunity outside of the company. I wanted to let you know and talk about my next steps. This is my formal 2-week notice. So again, it's simple. I don't need to explain all of the reasons why I'm leaving. That's up to you. If you feel like you want to explain those reasons, if you feel like there's value in that, by all means do so. But also know that the more you share, the more they may be able to use that to convince you to stay, which is the next topic I want to talk about, which is called protecting your decision. Okay, so you've decided you want to leave. It feels good in your heart. You've talked to your spouse, you've talked to your friends, you're ready to go. And let's say you want to go because there's a new opportunity where you can get paid a lot more and it's closer to what you want to do long term. I want to let you know that if you are a valuable employee, they are going to try to keep you. And I've seen this before with lots of employees and it's happened to me. So you come to that conversation with your boss and you're ready to leave and you tell them you're putting in your 2-week notice. I want you to be prepared to be convinced to stay, right? They're not going to want to lose someone who's valuable. So they're going to either throw more money at you, a new title. They're going to try to tell you why this job is better than the other job you're going to. Just prepare for that. And if you can be prepared mentally, then you won't be caught off guard and then they offer you more money or if they give you a new title. And keep in mind, if they try to give you those really cool offerings at the very end, more money, a new title, more responsibility, something like that, you should log that away and tell yourself, why didn't they offer those to me before I threatened to leave? So that's the key. If they try to give you those things right as you're leaving, that means they really didn't value you. They just don't want you to leave. And that should be your sign to say, okay, no matter what, even if I get a little bit more money, I get a better title, I'm not staying because this culture does not value me. The next thing you got to do is you got to be confident in that decision. And that's why I said in the beginning, it's really important to get clear on the reasons why you're leaving, because this will allow you to have confidence, stability, and a good footing when they try to convince you. Because it might be tempting, and I've been there. It can be really tempting where they're like, hey, things are going to get better. Stay a couple more months, Austin. We're going to give you more money. Don't even worry about it. And for a split second, you think to yourself, gosh, I mean, it's not the worst job. Why don't I just stay? Maybe a little bit more money would be good. But I'm telling you, those things don't last. And within a few months after you get more money, you're still going to feel just as unfulfilled or maybe frustrated about what's going on in the company. So I think, again, super, super important that you protect your decision. Go in with a clear understanding of why you're leaving and be ready to defend it and be ready to get potentially a little bit, I don't want to say attacked, but a little bit bombarded with offerings and different things to get you to stay. Okay, so we talked about protecting your decision. Not always the easiest thing to do, but super important. The next thing I want to transition to is talking about giving people a heads up, but on the low key. So if you've built relationship with different folks in your career, you have a relationship with them and you owe them a sense of loyalty. You owe them explanations, just like you would outside of your career. If you had a friend and you were doing something that was going to kind of shake things up, you would most likely want to tell that person what's going on. Now, I've worked for different companies, and I'll tell you a story about it later, where they didn't want me to give a heads up to people that I was leaving. They wanted to control the narrative. And I told myself, screw that. I'm going to tell the people that I worked with and that I liked and supported and had relationships with that I'm moving on. So here's what I would do. I would decide who and if you're going to give some people a heads up. Now, you might want to give that heads up to them before you put in your 2-week notice, because once the 2-week notice is put in, you know, you're going to see emails from HR. People are going to start talking about it within the company. So I really wanted to always control you know, the narrative and give those people that I respected and loved and worked with an opportunity to kind of hear from me directly. Why am I leaving? What am I doing next? And give them some closure. Let them figure out like their emotions, how they're processing it. And so I really was careful about only giving a heads up to people that I really trust. And when I gave that heads up, I made sure to tell them to keep their mouth shut, right? I didn't want them to go around and spill the beans because it was my duty to give my 2-week notice and I wanted to be able to tell other people. So if you are going to give a heads up, pick people that you really trust, that you actually think you owe them an explanation, and just let them know, hey, I'm giving you an advanced heads up that I'm leaving. I'm going to be announcing it tomorrow or the next couple of days. Keep it between us, please. But I felt like I owed this to you as a friend and someone I respected. And I'm telling you, I've done this multiple times. It really means a lot to people. People can get more vulnerable. I've seen people cry as I put in my 2-week notice and tell them kind of privately. And we get to reminisce about cool experiences we've had together. And I get to give them like a reassurance about like, hey, your career is going to be okay if I left. So do me a favor. Think about that. If you're quitting a job, is there someone that you owe an explanation to? Someone that you respect that you want to hear, let them hear it from you, why you're leaving and what you're doing? I think those are really, really important things to keep in mind. And believe it or not, these are the things that people remember. I've had people come back to me later and say, hey, I really appreciate you calling me on your last day. And it means a lot. And I think those things are important in relationships. And I think as we can all imagine, your career is not the most important thing. Your money is not the most important thing. Your health is not the most important thing. Probably the most important thing on earth as humans is the relationships. What are the relationships that we have with people? That's really what matters. So protect those relationships and take really, really good care of them. Okay. I want to tell you guys a story about a time I quit. And so this was a while back and I was done with the company and I was done with that season. I was ready to move on. You know, for lots of different reasons, I won't get into all the specifics, but I knew it was time to quit. And I was talking with my, you know, HR team and my leader, and I was putting in my 2-week notice and they told me that they did not want me to tell anyone. That they wanted me to keep it a secret. And in fact, they were going to not even make me work the whole 2 weeks. They wanted me to get out. They just didn't want me in the company. And it was interesting. They made a really big point to say, do not tell your team or your colleagues. We'll tell them. And so I thought about that for a while. I thought, you know, like, well, why? Why would they not want me to tell my team? And, you know, what's that about? And is that fair to my team? Shouldn't I be the one to tell them? After all, I'm the one who's worked with them for 8 hours a day for the last 3 years, right? And part of me thought it might be okay to do that. But the more I thought about it, I realized that's just not who I am. I built a relationship with these people. I want to tell them what's going on. So I remember it was going to be the 2 days before my last day, and I called a secret meeting with my team. I told them, hey, we're going to put something on the calendar. Don't talk about it. Don't tell anyone we're out of this meeting, but I have some news to share. So I pulled my team up and I went, you know, around the room and kind of just shared what was going on, that I'm leaving. Here's my last day. Here's what's going on. And it was such a special moment. I heard some of the most beautiful things from the teammates, things that I'll cherish and it'll stick with me for the rest of my life about the impact I made, what we were able to achieve together, what my time meant there. And it was really, really fun. And it was really special. Although it was kind of emotional and I almost cried, it was also fun to kind of share and celebrate my time and moving on to something else. At the end of the call, I made sure to tell everyone, hey, don't say anything. I wasn't even supposed to do this. You didn't hear this from me. I think it was 2 days later. It was my official last day. And it comes time for me to share it more broadly. And again, the company didn't want me to share it. They wanted me to just leave almost in the middle of the night and not say anything. But I felt, hey, you know what? Outside of just my team, there are a lot of people that I've had interactions with that I respect, that I like, and I want to tell them where I'm going and what I'm doing next. And part of me did that for selfish reasons. I was starting a podcast and I wanted people to listen to the podcast. But part of me as well just wanted to let people know, hey, I appreciated my time here. Here's kind of some inspiration. So what I did is I created an email. I wrote an email that was maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 paragraphs that kind of summed up my experience at the company and kind of encouraged people to still focus on what was important, which is people. And I sent it out to, I want to say close to 100 people, including the CEO of the company, my leadership team, who was telling me to not tell anyone. And it was funny, you know, that email within about an hour was taken down by our IT team. But at that point, it was too little too late. That email was circulated all throughout the company. I had more messages and phone calls and people reaching out to me that day to tell me that they really appreciated me working with them, that they were wishing me success, that they were going to listen to the podcast, you name it. I just had so much support. And, you know, I thought it was a little kind of shady of the company to do that. But at the end of the day, that was their choice. But it was also my choice to share where I was going. And I felt like that really put a really good taste in people's mouth, and it left them with an image of Austin that I really was trying to cultivate, which is someone who cared about them, someone who was staying positive, even in the midst of something that wasn't going well. And, you know, I think that situation can apply to a lot of different people who are quitting their job. Maybe you're not going to write an email to your whole company. You know, maybe you're leaving on really good terms. It doesn't matter, but I just want you to be cognizant of how you leave and what do you want people to remember you for? And what do you want them to associate you with in your next thing? So be really, really careful on how you leave and make it a point to connect with the people that you built a relationship with. And whether it's you just sharing what you're going to do or you thanking them for their time or, you know, the experience they've had with you, these kind of things matter, believe it or not. And I think this works and kind of moves perfectly into the challenge. So I want you to do one of two things. Number one is I want you to think back to a time where you had to quit your job. And I want you to kind of analyze, did I do a good job? Did I protect my reputation? Did I leave with dignity? Did I handle things the right way? And if not, log that away, because probably you're going to quit another job in your life, and you can use some of these strategies, some of these learnings that I've made, some of these learnings that I've had to make your transition better. And if that doesn't apply to you, let's say the other option, a challenge this week, is if you're about to quit your job or you know someone who is, have them listen to this episode. Listen to this episode, share it with someone who's maybe thinking about quitting. It's going to give them the confidence to handle it. At the end of the day, quitting a job is something that we're all going to go through. It's not the end of the world. It's not going to be a fun experience. So as long as you're prepared mentally for maybe a tough situation, you're going to get through it. At the end of the day, these are the moments that, again, we grow, we learn from. We talked about it at the beginning, setbacks, obstacles, that's where we learn. So you're going to learn a lot about yourself when you quit a job. I hope that if you are quitting a job, that you're moving on to something amazing. That would be my wish for you, is that you're quitting your job and moving on to something bigger and better. And I want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Make it a great day.
This has been the Introvert Leader Podcast. Subscribe for new episodes every other Wednesday.